Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And I'm Jason, sometimes wears a mask, Inman. Welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra, because you patrons, you give us some of your support. We love it. It helps us spin our webs, and you get to hear extra conversations like this stuff. Like, lots of really cool stuff, I think. Ashley, what are we talking about today? Our regular episode was about Silk, Cindy Moon.
Yeah, today we're going to talk about Lady Spider characters.
Lady Spider characters. Sounds like a direct-to-DVD movie.
That's mean. Don't say that.
What does that mean? Lady Spider characters. Sounds like an asylum picture.
Well, direct-to-DVD usually has some connotations that are not so positive that come along with it.
Oh, you see, you took it down that trail.
No, I didn't even mean, I just mean like low rent.
Oh.
Is what I mean. Well, low production values.
So.
Well, sometimes people view that as a negative.
Nah, don't take it personal. Move on.
I was like, this is a theatrical release.
Let's talk about
of spider
characters.
Women.
Let's not talk about this fake movie that doesn't exist. Okay.
Okay, so we talked about Silk today. We have talked about Jessica Drew, and we have talked about Gwen Stacy in the past.
We did do Spider-Gwen, yeah.
We did Spider-Gwen like in 2014,
Spider-Man was in our first year.
But we did Spider-Gwen like with her first issue, I think, with the launch of her series.
Yeah, we did Spider-Man part one and part two like in the first year of Geek History Lesson.
Yes, we did. They were long, even though they were broken up into two parts. So we talked about a lot of lady spiders. We like to keep the theme of singing when we talk about our spider characters. So I wanted to know, Jason.
Yeah.
You know, in the pantheon of female spider characters, and we don't have to go through all of them.
I didn't know there was a pantheon, but cool.
Well, there's more than five, so that's a pantheon. Where do you think Silk ranks for you? Is she like top three material, top five material?
Well, could you help me? Let's for me and for the listeners, what would be a list of the female spider characters? We, of course, have Silk.
We have Silk.
We have Spider-Gwen.
We have Spider-Gwen.
We have Spider-Woman.
We have Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman.
We have
Jessica Drew. Oh, we have Ultimate Jessica Drew.
Ultimate Jessica Drew, who is now the Black Widow, technically.
Peter Parker but, clone.
Yeah, and then we have Ariana.
Aranya. Who is Spider-Girl.
Yeah, we have the other Spider-Woman.
Mayday.
Well, no, we have the other Spider-Woman who's blue and white. We have Mayday.
I think that's it.
We have the Hawkeye's daughter, Spider-Woman.
Oh,
from,
yeah. I always forget about her.
From Old Man Logan. Is that it?
Old Man Logan. Yes. I think that's it.
If that is it, then I think, yes, Silk is definitely in the top three. I think she...
I want to know what would your top three...
What are we ranking this by? Just general...
Just your... This is your taste. This is your preference. I mean, if you're going by...
Silk is number two.
Silk is number two.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite lady spider character?
Let's see if you can guess it. I'm very curious. See if you can guess it.
I'm going to think that you say Mayday.
You are correct, because I think the blood of Parker, the spawn of Peter Parker, is number one as in terms of female. Because to me, she is the perfect representation of the Spider-Man legacy succeeding.
Really?
Peter lives to become a father.
Interesting.
Because in a lot of future Spider-Man storylines, Peter dies or Mary Jane dies.
That's true. Like Mary Jane has been a spider character in like What Ifs as well.
The MC2 universe, if you look at that storyline, Peter Parker grows up and he becomes a police scientist, kind of like Barry Allen. And he has a baby with Mary Jane, and the baby is Mayday. And he also has a son calls Benjamin, Benji as you were calling it.
Yeah, Benji.
I think that's like a nice happy ending to the tale of Peter Parker that Peter Parker usually doesn't get.
Aww. I like that they call him Benji. I think that's precious.
Yeah, and Mayday is the perfect relationship. Her actual name is May, but everybody calls
her
Mayday.
Mayday,
which I like better. But Mayday is the perfect representation of Peter Parker's success, which I love.
Interesting.
But Silk is number two for the simple reason that she comes from, I want to say, the same stock
as
Peter Parker, the same spider juice.
Spider stock?
I don't know what you call that.
You like her better than Spider-Gwen?
Yes, 100%.
Why?
Because she's not an alternate reality character.
Oh, so you don't like alternate reality characters?
I don't. Here's the thing. I give Mayday the pass. Because Mayday could still happen in the 616.
Right,
because
she's a possible future.
She's a possible future. Spider-Gwen cannot happen in the Earth 616. It is a complete alternate reality. Even though, and I know a lot of people are there like, oh, Mayday's an alternate reality. Spider-Gwen is literally looking through the looking glass. Alternate. Although, I would give Spider-Gwen my three, simply for the fact of her costume.
It's... It's one of my favorite costume designs of all time.
Yes.
It's great.
Also, I forgot to mention that Mayday wears Ben Reilly's sensational Spider-Man costume.
And as we know, Jason loves Ben Reilly.
I love Ben
Reilly. Can I really quick, on the Ben Reilly train, can I read you the list of Peter Parker clones?
Oh, you brought a Peter Parker clone?
I have a list of Peter Parker clones.
There's a lot of them, go.
Most of them are dead. Ben Reilly, Kane, Spider-Side, Jack, Guardian.
Jack?
There's actually, okay, hang, pause on that.
Okay, sorry.
There's a skeleton of the Spider-Man clone that's found in a smokestack.
That's the sensational Spider-Man.
Doppelganger, who's a mystical duplicate.
Yep.
And Jessica Drew. So on this official list, you can usually click on the characters' names to tell you more about them. With Jack, you can't actually click on the name. There's no forthcoming information. But if you click on the citation, he appears in Amazing Spider-Man number 399. So he's probably a character who you only see on panel once or is mentioned, like is given the name Jack and you never learn anything about. But I think that's interesting because I knew there were like a lot of clones.
That's at the beginning of the crazy spider clone. It's also interesting that your list includes one.
There's eight.
Your list includes one clone from the Ultimate Spider Saga, but not the other six from the Ultimate
right.
Spider Saga.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they have less impact. Jessica Drew plus six.
Like Scorpion and other ones like that.
That's true. I think the Jessica Drew clone of Peter Parker is maybe what they thought was the most impactful.
I like Jessica Drew in the Ultimate Universe as the Spider. Actually, to be honest with you, Jessica Drew from Ultimate Spider-Man would probably be my number four.
Really? I mean, given the list, I guess you'd like her better than Kane?
We were talking about females.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about
females. Are we going back to males?
No, females, yeah.
All right, I thought we were talking about females here.
Yeah, sorry, I got a track on my own.
I do not like Earth 616 Jessica Drew.
I don't super love her.
And I don't technically consider her to be part of the Spider-Man family.
She's not, and they go out of their way in Avenger stories to point that out a lot. Like, people will be like, yeah, but, like, you guys are kind of the same. And she's like, no, we're not. The stuff are different.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do consider Jessica Drew, like, because she's a spider derivative character.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I would be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather Jessica Drew be killed off completely.
Oh, are people going to riot?
And Silk takes the name of Spider-Woman.
That's interesting. Because Spider-Gwen is called Spider-Woman. Her name is Spider-Woman.
Woman, not Spider-Gwen.
They call her Spider-Gwen for the title. I like that Silk's name doesn't have Spider in it.
Yes.
I think it really helps to set her apart as a hero.
Wait, but her name is Spider-Gwen.
No, Silk.
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 Oh, you said Spider-Gwen.
No, I said Silk.
I don't know what you said.
I like that Cindy's name is Silk. And it's also, even though you don't realize it at first, but it's like it's very specific to like how her set of skills differentiates from Peter's.
Yes.
You know? I just like that a lot.
Okay, so you wouldn't like it if they rebranded her as Spider-Woman?
I would live with it, but I wouldn't see the necessity in it. Just like I don't see the necessity in giving her a new costume.
There's no necessity. What else do we want to talk about?
And her costume is so cool.
Her original costume is really cool. It looks great in that action figure.
It's
too.
Beautiful. Yeah, I definitely have that action figure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you said that you would rank Silk second among your lady spiders.
Sure. 100%.
Following Mayday Parker. So of all potential spider derivative characters, including that one time Jessica Drew was like a real spider who grew up to be a lady.
Sure.
Where would you rank her? Would she break your top five?
This is a tough list that you're putting me on here.
I know, putting you on the spot.
In terms of the greatest spider derivative characters.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't know if
this
we said this,
tough.
But obviously we're tabling Peter Parker because he's the original.
Okay, Peter Parker cannot be number one.
Yeah.
This is really tough. Does she break my top five?
Does she break your top five? I know she's not going to be your number one.
Okay, Peter Parker is not number one. Okay, Peter Parker is like zero.
Peter Parker is like, he's like top of the pyramid.
Oh, man, this is a tough list. I got to sit here and think about this. I think Miles is in my top five.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Reilly's in my top five.
Yeah.
Spider-Man in 2099 is my top five. Man, does Silk make it in there?
Da, da, da.
I don't think she does.
Who are your other two who would bump her then?
Mayday makes it in my top
Mayday,
five.
Yeah.
Mayday's the only female that makes it in my top five.
Well, you only have four right now.
Because I'm going to have to give... I think I have to give...
If you say Spider-Ham, I'm coming over this desk.
No, but I think I might have to give it to, like, Spider-Man Noir.
Oh, you like Spider-Man Noir better than Silk?
Or Superior Spider-Man.
Oh, I forgot about Superior
It's Spider-Man. One of those two.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's a tough list. I don't know if I would say objectively my top five in no particular order would be Spider-Man 2099,
yeah.
Ben Reilly as mm-hmm. the Scarlet Spider or Spider-Man,
yeah,
Mayday,
mm-hmm.
Miles Morales, and then I forgot
Superior.
Let's put Superior Spider-Man, Silk, and Spider-Man Noir fight for number six. The reason why Spider-Man Noir makes it in that high in the list mm-hmm. is because when Spider-Man Noir released, and I'm not certain if it was the first Noir title or because Marvel had this idea, the imprint, where it was X-Men Noir and Spider-Man Noir.
Yeah. Spider-Man's one of the only ones with the two volumes.
Yes, Spider-Man Noir got two volumes.
Spider-Man Noir is good.
Spider-Man Noir was, it made a big impact when it came out. And mm-hmm. people were like, what the hell is this?
It's the most different, I yes. think, from any of, like the X-Men ones are pretty much just the X-Men.
Also, Spider-Man Noir got put in a couple video games that blew everybody away.
Correct.
There's that one where he hops through dimensions. So, I don't know. It's a tough, I would almost, you know what? I'm going to tie them. They're tied at sixth between Silk and Spider-Man Noir.
You can tie them.
So, but no, Silk does not make my top five.
Ooh.
Sorry.
I'm just asking. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
But Mayday does. Also, here's the thing. I'll tell you what this list could change if we go, let's go 5 years in the future.
Yeah.
This list could change depending on the number of issues that Silk gets, because Silk only has like what, 15 issues to her name now? Maybe 10?
Now?
Yeah.
I mean, this is her third year, so she's probably got over 20.
Okay.
Because she's appeared in other books besides her own title.
Well, only her ongoing, her solo series. Does she even have 15 issues yet?
I can look it up.
Okay, you can look it up while I vamp, because part of the reason why was making me decide my list
mm-hmm.
is the number of issues they've appeared in.
Yeah.
Superior Spider-Man's in like 25, plus some little special. He's in like 32. Spider-Man 2099 is in like 45 issues of a solo series, plus he's in a side series that goes on for another 30 issues. So he's in 70 total. Mayday is in like 50 issues.
Silk has been in 21 issues.
So she's got 21 issues. All right, so far everybody on my list has beat her.
Yeah.
Miles has been in like 50 issues right now.
Oh, I mean, Miles obviously is outstripped her.
And then Ben Reilly was Spider-Man for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that, and he was Spider-Man for four different titles for 2 years. So that means that Ben Reilly has 100 to 120 issues.
Yeah.
So now Spider-Man Noir, the reason why he's tied is because he's only had two miniseries. So Spider-Man Noir has only been in, I would say collectively, if you count as two miniseries, 15, about the same as Silk.
If not 12, yeah. But I both have appeared in other side stories.
So go 5 years, keep Silk's ongoing series going, and then ask me this question again. My answer might change.
You know, it's interesting because when the Silk solo series launched, it launched at the same time as Spider-Gwen, and I really thought that was strange because I didn't know why you would want to split the audience.
Kind of a bad decision,
because
I think.
I thought your audience would be the same for both books. They're very similar. And maybe, I don't know, like if someone's going to yell and say that's close-minded thinking.
I know they didn't expect Spider-Gwen to hit either.
But I read both. I really thought Spider-Gwen would last and Silk would fade away because Gwen Stacy's a character who comes with a lot of baggage, and Gwen Stacy's a character who has existed much longer. People know about her. She's an important character, though her most important thing is that she dies. And Silk has consistently outsold Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Gwen's going to go away.
Silk won't. I think so too. And I think it's interesting because I didn't think Silk would stick around.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because it's in the main universe.
Well, yeah.
Spider-Gwen's going to go away because it's
she'll
a copy.
She'll either go away or she'll get absorbed into the 616 because now she can just hop around whenever she wants.
Which I don't like.
Do
you have any other things you want to discuss about spider characters? Who would you put? Who's your top five of spider characters? Not female, but just total Spider-Man characters. Of course, Peter Parker is zero. Who's your top five? I'm very curious about your list.
It's tough for me because I never read any spider characters other than Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Like I didn't read, I was too young and I wasn't buying comics
for Ben
consistently
Reilly.
When Ben Reilly came out and
Spider-Man 2099.
And I've had no real desire to go back and check mm-hmm. them out. I know the Clone Saga was a whole thing.
As a person who just recently reread all the Ben Reilly stuff, there are some really great storylines in there. The only one to read is Sensational Spider-Man by Dan Jurgens.
I think I will someday. Mm-hmm. But I would put Silk and Spider-Gwen like as my like right below on the pyramid, right below Peter Parker.
Interesting.
Because I love Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Although I think his time in the movies have gone, I think it's time to bring in Miles.
Yes.
And then I read a little bit of Miles, but I haven't read enough Miles. I feel like I read less Miles than I've read of Silk and Spider-Gwen.
Yeah.
So I'm just not as familiar with those characters, but I love the idea of Ben Reilly. And this is the thing that I wanted to table from the beginning that I want to talk about now.
With Peter and Ben.
Right. So remember how like we talked a little bit about how like Peter and Cindy like can't keep their hands off each other. Like they're so attracted to each other with the pheromones. So I think that's fascinating. And like, it's such a smart story beat because it's a great reason to not shove them into storylines together all the time because like they suck at working together. Mm-hmm. And it is a plot point that's brought up every time Peter comes around.
Yep.
But I think because you're never going to put Peter and Cindy together, like they both stated that they don't want that. And it doesn't make sense because you know, no matter what happens, that Peter's going to wind up with MJ, whatever. I really think that like we should bring Ben Reilly back to life and give him his own spider identity. And I think him and Cindy should be a couple and they should be a team. And I think it would be so amazing.
I'm going to say some clone conspiracy spoilers right now. So if you are reading that book, you want to say goodbye to this podcast right now. 3, 2, 1. Ben Reilly is alive.
Well, I know.
That's the twist of Clone Conspiracy.
I didn't want to say that.
He's alive. Here's the other interesting
Marvel
thing.
Marvel can call me anytime, by the way, to write that.
Kane, the other clone of Peter Parker, is also revealed as alive in Clone Conspiracy as well. So now there are two duplicate Peter Parkers who would all have the same pheromone thing.
Right. I just table Kane because I know even less about Kane than about Ben Reilly. And Kane is, you always describe him as like the angry
he's
guy.
He's super angry Peter Parker.
You know, like Ben Reilly seems like a nice dude.
Ben Reilly is a nice dude.
He seems like he'd be a great boyfriend.
He worked in a coffee bar. He can make an amazing cafe latte.
Right. He's very employable. Go to the Starbucks.
Yeah, that's right. He has blonde hair.
But I think that would be like a really interesting way to, and I think you can use
to
Silk
have them
to
get together
to flush out the spider characters that have been around for so long. Like Ben Reilly, I think regardless of what you think about the Clone Saga, is a character who deserves like a modicum of respect.
Yes. He was Spider-Man for over 2 years.
And he has legacy and he did great things. And I think that if you wanted to try and sort of like, quote, legitimize him for the contemporary reader, since people like Silk, I think pairing them together, and you don't have to do it romantically, but like it's already implied, so why not?
Yeah.
And then like show them having a healthy relationship. Oh my god, what a concept.
Can't do that.
No. They could be happy together. What?
Nah.
I just think that'd be a great way to like welcome Ben Reilly back into the fold. I think it's great that he's being brought back.
I love your idea. And I'm a big Ben Reilly fan because he has two of the coolest costumes of the 90s.
And we'll set them in Seattle. Like,
I
who cares?
Don't think that will happen.
I don't
because
think...
Ben Reilly is the physical personification of the Clone Saga.
I don't get, but I'm going to hold it in my heart.
I know.
I'm going to ship
it. I think it's a great idea.
I make the action figures hold hands.
Idea. Cool. All right. So I think we have talked enough spider on this spider-ish Geek History Lesson Extra. Guys, thank you so much for your support. That is so awesome. We really appreciate it. And again, we're just going to mention it again here in case you listen. www.jupiterjetcomic.com
yes.
is our Kickstarter. We really appreciate it if you go over there. If all of my patrons went over there and donated $1, then it would be a great thing. And I know I have some very awesome Kickstarter bonuses for my patrons over there. You just got to look for the posts. They're there.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you guys so much. For listening and for all the support in 2017 and beyond. Have a spiderific day. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Talk to you later, you spider monkeys.
Bye.